Welcome back. We are here with the Library Board of Directors currently, and I will just turn the floor right over to them.
Great.
All right, so I'm going to kick it off. Welcome to the library's presentation. Laura has put some papers, some packets of papers in front of all of you, which you guys have probably seen most of that information before, but it's there just as a reminder and just if you want to reference throughout the presentation or have any questions. So while the library offers this community more things than we could ever possibly fit into this short presentation, we decided that we're going to offer just 10 things that the library offers that you might not be aware of. So for more information about any information that we're sharing tonight, or if you have any other questions, please don't hesitate to stop by the library in person, visit our website, email us, or call us.
Very true.
Okay, so for the year in review, we had over 80,000 visitors this past year, 1,300 new cardholders, 534 programs with 3,600 plus attendees, and a bunch of checkouts, bunch of connections to our Wi-Fi, 240 notary stamps issued, over 1,900 items borrowed from other libraries, and library users have saved over 6 million in materials alone this year.
This would be Fozzie's slide, but she has lost her voice, so I'm going to be Fozzie.
You might not be
So I'm Fozzie, so that. Number one, we're going to talk about digital materials. We have access to digital materials 24/7 from the library's website. We have added Canopy just recently, so that is a brand new online resource that is available with your library card. These all provide our patrons with thousands of materials that they wouldn't get their hands on necessarily in the library building, or if we're closed, this is another option for people to use. Accessing these materials is extremely easy. You can head right to our website. They're all on the front page of the library's website, or you can click on borrow to find even more information about each of these. And if you need any help setting up an account or have trouble navigating, give us a call and we can set you up with a personalized one-on-one ticket.
So so just to go back a little bit, the numbers that we're referring to, we sort of thought about this as like the top 10 things that you should know about the library, or little known facts about the library that we want to get out there. So number two is around summer reading. Summer readings program has been around for a while. If you were here in June, I think it's like June, the first Monday or second Monday in June, the parking lot is full. And there's a lot of parents and kids in here in the library signing themselves up for summer reading. So the summer reading program has been around for a while. It's a great program. It offers students the ability to win prizes, and the library center's programs around it and activities, which is really nice. But the little known fact is that you can also sign up as an adult. And there's roughly about 800 people that participated last summer, which is phenomenal. In the fall and in the winter, we also have a summer We also have a reading program, but those are a little probably more oriented for adults, and although everyone's open. And those, you basically sign up online at the umtlreadings.org, keep track of your books, you win digital badges, and the library tries to set a goal for the campaign, so whether it's the fall or winter. In the winter, I think the campaign was around trying to get 200,000 minutes of books read. And you think about that from a perspective of, for people just to spend time with books, it's usually a good thing to get off your, if you're on a Kindle, it's fine, but if you're reading your phone, that's not as good. So anyway, that's what summer reading's about. It's a great program. It's been around for a while.
Mm-hmm. All right. Little known fact about the library, beyond just the bread and butter that libraries offer, which are obviously books, we also have board games and toys. We have 40 different board games that you can check out. Classics like Catan, but also new impressive titles like Wingspan. We also have other ones like Uno and Candyland for kiddos. So there's something for everyone in the board game collection. We also offer toys that families can check out. This is great for grandparents who have family visiting. It's great if you're an aunt like me who doesn't necessarily have toys in their house, but when the kiddos come, we get to borrow some things. And it's great for families who want to switch things up a little bit, but don't need all the clutter at their house, because after a couple weeks, you just bring it back to us and we will hold on to the clutter for you. The nice thing also about our board game collection is that we've got QR codes for every single game to provide you a quick 3 to 5 minute, here's how to play the game, to a YouTube channel video. So it's great because it makes it super easy to learn games, because that to me is the hardest part about trying to start something new. So spend some new time with family, friends, grab a board game or a toy from our collection.
And if it gets to the stage where you suddenly want to print something out and realize, one, that your printer isn't working, two, you've run out of ink, three, how the devil do I run the computer and the printer? You can simply log into the library, and for a small fee, which I think is actually very low, you can get color or black and white printing. You can actually do it from the library with either a PC, I don't use Macs, or a proper Android phone, then you're able to print it without any trouble. And we simply will take your wallet as you come in and hand it back a little lighter when you leave.
Another program that we have here at the library is 1,000 Books Before Kindergarten. So as Dave mentioned, the summer reading in the summer is kindergarten and up, but for our younger kids, they can participate in 1,000 Books Before Kindergarten. So we really encourage children to sign up as early as possible. I have 3 young children. My oldest is in first grade. She completed the program, and then my younger 2 are 10 months and 3, and they are both currently in it. My youngest was born 11 weeks early, and her claim to fame in my mind is that she was signed up 2 months before her due date, and we were reading to her in the isolette, so in the NICU. Families track their reading, and the goal is to reach 1,000 books or more. Every 100 books, this children earn a small prize, so it might be a sticker, a rubber duck, just something to get excited about. And then when they reach the 1,000, the child can pick a book to put a book plate, and then that book is in the library collection. So we've had friends who happened to check out the book my oldest book plate was in. They sent us a picture. They're like, oh, we have Penny's book. So that's great to see. They get really excited about it. If they meet the deadline at the end of the summer each year before kindergarten starts, there's a little ceremony / party. They get a medal. They get a certificate. It's really cute. And reading aloud increases a child's vocabulary, and it's one of the best school readiness factors. So, they learn empathy towards others, critical thinking, problem solving. And my children are thrilled because repeat readings count, story time counts, reading in another language counts. So there's a lot of opportunities for our youngest patrons to get those books in.
Right, and museum passes is something else that the library offers. Don't know what to do this year for a vacation. Money's tight. Why not do a staycation? There's a bunch of different places in the area you can go to, such as the Academy of Natural Sciences, Bordertown Museum of Historic Vehicles, Chanticleer Garden, which, yes, I have been to, and yes, used a pass from years. And with these passes, you can get up to at least 4 people, and sometimes even more people, to be able to go in for free, to where you don't have to worry about paying to get in. Plus, if you're not sure, do I like this place? Do I maybe want to get a season pass myself? It's a great way, an opportunity to check it out ahead of time.
Can you go back to that? I'm going to take a picture of them. I didn't know.
Oh,
it is? Well, this is going to be right on my phone.
It's going to be on social media.
It's probably on social media.
Thank you.
A lot of sense. Quick question.
Are these all the passes, or just an example of?
These are all the current passes that we have. I believe there are 13 different ones. Don't quote me on the number. It changes depending on what we got. Our newest ones are the Pennsylvania Academy of the Fine Arts,
Tyler Arboretum, Mercer Museum, and Fontill Castle. They're the newest ones.
Very nice.
Top one, Elmwood Park. We have 5 passes for the amount of people that are asking for, and it is out constantly.
Yep.
Do you have a list of museums where there is no fee required and they are, you know, where they're located? And the reason I ask is I'm on the board of a museum and in Center City, and we were constantly trying to get the word out about it. It has thousands and thousands of visitors, but it's not on your list.
I would love that.
I'll make sure I get some flyers on it and get them over to
you. That would be great. I love more resources for our families.
And there are 2 other museums within walking distance of that one. So I'll try and get all 3.
Okay. Yeah, okay. I would love any more information.
All right. Now, if you wish to shape the sand of Marion off your shoes, if you look at the A to Z, you have the various maps and places that you can go to. You can also get an idea as to whether you have been there or your forebears were by using Ancestry, although I think that may just be Pennsylvania. I'm not certain it covers that. I haven't tried it.
No, it's everything.
It covers everything.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so you can trace.
Yeah.
You can trace your. I'm sorry.
Do the DNA.
It's not the DNA version.
No, it's
tracing family roots. So you can search census records and different things, but it is the Ancestry company. Correct.
It's part of them, as Laura said. The other thing that is entertaining is you've got a Cypress resume out of fun. I tried to use it today and discovered that I needed more pages. But that's due to my age. The other thing that comes in, of course, if you wish to take the dust off your shoes, you've got Mango languages. Now, I did check, and they do not have British English. They have what they call English, which isn't. But you also, if you wish to fund your trips, you can hit Morningstar and the News Bank, one to see whether you can afford it, and the other as to whether you wish to go to where you think you can afford. And then finally down below, pronunciation, again, that comes the English versus American, which I shall ignore. And you also have the advantage of looking at books of various types for children up to adults and for adult children. So that's a very, very nice list of online resources, and effectively it's free.
All right, so personalized book match. I'm going to talk about that now. So this service started this past year, and whether you're an avid reader or looking for something a little more obscure, you're finally finding some me time in your busy schedule and you don't know what to read, our staff can help you. So you simply fill out a Google form with your information, like your preferred genres, things that you like in a story, other books you've enjoyed, your preferred format as well. And a staff member will email you a handful of suggestions to check out from the library. And the service is available for all ages, so that you have great suggestions for kids, teens, and adults. And you can also always just come in and chat with a staff member about what to read next, as well as simply browse the collection. Our newest material is typically on display towards the front of each department, making it easy to find great titles in whatever way works best for you.
One of our newest collection at the library, and it's very popular with families, are Wonder Books. So the library has had books on, I still call them books on tape, but it's like a book with a CD, but now Wonder Books. So it looks like the regular book, except the audio player is just attached to the cover. So our youngest readers can be more independent with these. You know, my kids aren't like, where's the CD player? It's not charged. All that. My 3-year-old can open the book, turn it on, hit play, and follow along. And there's the chime so she knows when to turn the page. There are picture books and easy readers. There's a read aloud mode and then also a learning mode. I'm a teacher, so I like the learning mode because at the end it'll ask the kids questions. And you know, my kids are like talking to the book, but I'm like, oh, they're paying attention. And so they have, you know, it's giving you a little bit of that reading comprehension. We currently have over 100 titles in the collection, which we keep expanding. This collection started at the end of the first quarter of 2023. So in about 9 months, the books have been checked out over 1,300 times. So they're very popular.
And number 10 is Fine Freak. So you probably heard us in the past couple years talk about Fine Freak. It's just a good reminder that the library is Fine Freak. The momentum in the country really started back around 2019 to go Fine Freak. And that was really to establish free and equal access to everyone. And we went Fine Freak 2 years ago. And what we've seen is a lot better improvements between the staff and the patrons. There's not conversations around 25-cent fine and making change, and it allows better just overall interactions between the staff and the patrons. The material continues to be returned, like there's not spikes in non-returns, but there's also automatic renewals that were put in place. So you get two automatic renewals, and at the end of that, after 28 days, a bill would be sent for the material if we can't reach out to you. There's only two things that are really do have a late fee. They're the museum passes, because they are a little bit more obviously used and harder to replace, and the Wi-Fi hotspots, which are just, they're actually IT material kind of thing. So there are fees on those. I think they're $5 a day, and that's sort of known when people check them out.
It, as is tradition, we have to always end on an inspirational quote because we are the library, so words are important to us. Libraries store the energy that fuels the imagination. They open up windows to the world and inspire us to explore and achieve and contribute to improving our quality of life. Libraries change lives for the better. And that is by author Sydney Sheldon. And we have a couple minutes, I think. If you guys have any questions for us, we would love to share more.
One thing I would ask that you do, can you go around and introduce yourselves by name? That I should have asked you that at the beginning. And
technical difficulties.
What's that sardine making? Yeah.
It's at this time.
It's usual. Should we start out? Laura Arnfold, Library Director.
Fawzia Shabin.
Sharon Doris, Library Chair.
Dave Bristow.
Dave Newlands.
Jeanette Heil, Vice Chair.
Davis.
And I will say, we have one other member, Linda Knoll, who was unable to attend tonight, but we had a plan if she could, and we had a plan if she could not. And unfortunately, well, fortunately for her, she's traveling, and unfortunately for us, she is not here.
So did she take me a book with her?
Oh, I'm sure she did. Yes.
She is our secretary.
Yes. Anything else?
I just want to say that I'm the liaison to the library board, and this is the first time I have heard about Wonder Books, and I have grandchildren, and I think they've outgrown them already, and darn, your granddaughter's right there.
Yes.
And the personal book matches, mm-hmm. I never heard of that before. Yeah. I don't need it because my pile of books is like this anyway, and I can't. I just need more time. But that's a really interesting thing.
Mm-hmm. I've seen books
I will argue that anyone can read a picture book. You never grow out of picture books. I'm just going to put that up. A teacher backs me up. So.
I just think you continue to make great progress.
Mm-hmm.
Think back to 8, 9, 10 years ago, the presentations and the engagement was always great. But it's nowhere near the extent and the level of engagement and the age bracket of engagement that you have today.
Yeah.
And you've kept up with technology. So
we're trying.
You're doing a great job.
Thanks.
You so
concur with that. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I too.
Well, thank you so much for the presentation, and hopefully you'll see our faces over in the library taking advantage
Come
of
on over anytime.
Yes.
We're over
there
all the time.
Just said Mike.
Okay, everybody. And we'll take a